We're just a few days into a brand new year. My list of personal reforms are many, including reducing sugar and refined flour in my diet, exercising more regularly, and cutting back on the expletives on the tennis court. I also plan to make my kitchen more user-friendly, reorganizing and cleaning the cupboards and tossing out expired food and stale spices. Marion Nessel is the author of Safe Foods, The Politics of Food Safety, and she's here today to talk about what I should keep in the kitchen and what I should throw out for this New Year's edition of Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Marion.
Oh, glad to be here, and I'm so admiring of what you're planning to do.
Let's see how long it lasts, right? Let's start with the pantry. Full disclosure, what's the oldest thing in your pantry right now?
Oh, I couldn't even count. When I moved into that apartment 20 years ago, I bought a lot of new spices, and I think a lot of them may still be there.
Spices, it's not a health concern as much as it is just a flavor concern, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you open it up and you sniff it and it doesn't smell like anything, you know, it's really time to get rid of it.
Now, what about condiments? I also have condiments that have been sitting around for months. Ketchup, mustard, pickles, especially something with vinegar in it, vinegar-based products. Do I need to be concerned from a health standpoint?
Much less concerned than you would if the vinegar weren't there, because the vinegar makes it a high-acid product, and high acid usually kills most harmful bacteria. You don't have to worry about them so much. You can keep vinegar around for a long time. You can keep pickles around for a long time. And they also have sell-by dates on them. Many of them do.
Do I need to honor that? Is that
you can be a little bit flexible about high acid products. But yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good indication that you might want to say, do I really need this?
Now, when you say you can hold on to them for a long time, what do you mean by long time? Long time is fungible.
Well, long time is fungible, and it is fungible because you can't really tell. It's very, very unlikely that a high vinegar product is going to get contaminated with anything that's going to hurt you.
Well, is there anything that absolutely must be thrown out by the sell-by date?
Milk, especially in New York City, where you have two sell-by dates. The second date is usually shorter, and it's because if you live in New York, the chances are that milk has been sitting out at room temperature someplace between cow and grocery store, and it goes bad faster.
My refrigerator is chock full of holiday leftovers. What's the best policy? Should I leave them to cool on the counter before putting them in the fridge, or should they go straight in the refrigerator?
Well, it depends on what they are, but I think straight in the refrigerator is always the best idea because that will eventually bring the temperature down a little bit faster. The Department of Agriculture is very strict about what you can do, and it advises you to throw away leftovers after 3 to 5 days. That seems optimistic to me.
Oh, I have stretched that.
that one kind of stretches. But the theory of it is really pretty straightforward. If your food has been cooked to a temperature high enough to kill bacteria, which is 160 degrees Fahrenheit or something like that, or in that range, it's sterile, or it's basically sterile or close to sterile. And if it then goes right into the refrigerator, it's very unlikely that whatever bacteria are left on it are going to be growing very much, and the probability of there being harmful bacteria there is pretty small. What you don't want to do is leave pre-wrapped foods in the refrigerator for very long periods of time because you worry about listeria, particularly on cheeses and lunch meats, processed cheeses and lunch meats, where listeria is the one bacteria that I can think of that is perfectly happy to grow in the refrigerator.
How about freezer foods? If I toss a pack of raw chicken into the freezer on its expiration date, is that a bad thing? Am I also freezing
whatever's on there?
Yeah.
Well, once again, it depends on what your tolerance is for unfresh foods and whether you're going to be cooking it to a temperature that's going to kill anything that got onto it. I think the Department of Agriculture guidelines are very conservative. If you follow those guidelines, you won't make yourself sick.
Marion Nessel is the Paulette Goddard Professor in the Department of Nutrition, Food Studies, and Public Health at New York University. She's also the author of Safe Food, The Politics of Food Safety. Thanks for coming by, Marion.
My pleasure, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. To learn more about food expiration dates and food safety, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check that out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.